بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said that for a Muslim no two days are equal. He said for a Muslim no two days are equal, meaning that every day should be better than the previous day. If your yesterday was something, today should be superior to that. If it is not superior to that, then one day has been wasted. Allah gave you a day which was trashed. So no two days are equal. That is the reason why Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, take your own hisab before your hisab is taken. Your hisab will be taken. He said, take your own hisab before your hisab is taken. Because if we take our own hisab, then there is a chance of making corrections. So if I find that my previous day I did something, then today I have a chance to make it up. If it is something wrong, then I make tawbah, istighfar. If I have harmed somebody, I make up that. If I am neutral, it's not good enough. Being neutral is not good. If you want to go forward, you can't go anywhere in neutral. Put your car into neutral and see how far you go. So the point is that we have to do something more. So Islam means to live thoughtfully. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also encouraged us to continuously be aware of ourselves and say, what is it am I doing? In the seerah, there is the incident of the Banu Nadir and all the circumstances leading to their banishment from Medina. So I will not go into all of that. That's not relevant to what I have to say. But one of the things which happened when the Banu Nadir were about to leave Medina and go away, eventually they went and settled in Khaybar. What happened was that there were a lot of Arab youngsters from the people of Medina, from the Ansar, their children, who were living with the Banu Nadir. Now the Banu Nadir were the ulama of the Jews of Medina. They were supposed to be the scholars of the Jews. They were highly respected and so on. And then, as I said, there were a series of circumstances where they brought this calamity on themselves, where they were banished from Medina. But there were a lot of these youngsters who were living with the Banu Nadir. The reason for that was that there was a feeling among the Arabs, they were the infant mortality among the Arabs was higher than among the Jews. Whatever the reasons for it, but that was the case. So many of the Arabs, what they would do is give their infant children to the Jews to bring them up. So these small children, they lived with the Jews, with the Banu Nadir, and they were brought up. So because these were also scholars, so they learned manners, they learned akhlaq, they learned, they had gained some knowledge. And so on and so forth. So it was beneficial for them, and plus they found that when they were living with the Jews, they didn't die. Obviously something to do with whatever the hygiene conditions and so on were. So this happened. Now the Banu Nadir were banished. So when the Banu Nadir were banished, these children who were living with the Banu Nadir, now they are actually the children of the Arabs of Medina, of the Ansar. So the people went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, what shall we do with these children? They are, this tribe is going away. If we leave the children, we will lose our children. So should we force them to stay behind? Should we let them go? What should we do? And that is where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed these ayat of the Quran, which I recited in the first rakat, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, La ikraha fi ddini qad tabayyana ar-rushd min al-ghayy. Allah said, there is no compulsion in deen. This ayat refers to those who have not yet entered Islam. This ayat does not refer to Muslims. For Muslims, the ayat which I recited in the last rakat, which is Samayana Vatana Ufrana Karabana Vailekal Masir. For the Muslims, there is only one issue, which is we hear, we obey, khalas. There is no argument in between. But those who have not entered Islam, there is no compulsion on them. There is no forcible conversion in Islam. There is no forcible conversion logically, because nobody can force you to change your mind. Nobody can force you to change your heart. You know, just try and force someone to change which football club they support, and you will know exactly how easy or difficult it is, right? Even something as insignificant and useless as that, which cricket team do you support? People will fight to the death over that. So do you think they will just change which god do they worship? So it's not, there's no question of any forcible conversion in any religion. It's not possible anywhere. And definitely in Islam, it is not there. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his ayat. Allah said, La ikraha fi deen, qad tabayyana rushd min al-ghay. Allah said, there is no compulsion in deen. The path of righteousness and his guidance has been clearly demarcated. Qad tabayyana rushd min al-ghay. The difference between these two things, between guidance and misguidance, this has been clearly demarcated. There is no confusion about that. There is no great mystery that you have to go and search and find an answer. It is clearly given, this is guidance, this is misguidance. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. Allah said, the one who refuses and who denies the taghut, who denies misguidance, who denies غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, who denies all forms of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and chooses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person has made the right choice, this person has grasped a handhold that will not break. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَمْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Will not break. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who hears and who knows. And then Allah said after that, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. Allah said, Allah is the wali of the believers. Allah is the confidant, he is the caretaker, he is the protector, he is the sustainer, he is the guide of those who believe. And then what does he do? Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila nur. He takes them out of misguidance, he takes them out of darkness into light, meaning from misguidance to guidance. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those who refuse, those who deny, أَوْلِيَاهُمُ التَّاغُوتُ, their friends and their protectors and their helpers and their guides are the taghut, are the false gods and the false deities and the false concepts and the all the misconceptions and all the whatever they are following, those are their friends. Those are the ones who they think will protect them. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمُ التَّاغُوتُ. Then what happens? يُخْرِجُونَهُم مِّنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They will take them out from guidance into misguidance. These are Muslims, but they will do kufr. They are Muslims. Allah told them, establish salah, but they will leave salah. Allah told them, this is halal, this is haram, but they will do haram, they will leave halal, and so on and so forth. So they will go from minan nuri ila zulumat. Ulaika. After that is what? Ashabun nari. Allah said, these are the companions of the fire and they will stay in that forever. Now, we understand from this two things, two very important things. First of all, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes after you have made a choice. There is no compulsion in the la ikraha fid din. So, if you have not made a choice that I want to follow Allah and I do not want to follow غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, I want to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I do not want to follow people who misguide and the shaitan. Until you make this choice, nothing will happen. Guidance will not come. So the first and foremost thing is, make the choice. Make the choice. Once you make the choice and you say, Allah, I wish for your guidance, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will guide you from misguidance into guidance, from darkness into light. Now, in our lives, what does it mean? It means we make the choice to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we monitor our lives to see whether my life is going from misguidance to guidance or the other way around. So, I watch myself and I say, okay, I was doing this, out of which number 2 and number 3 were disobedience of Allah. Now, what am I doing? Am I still doing that? If I am still doing that, then I am not among those who are guided. Make no mistake. Because Allah gave us this very clearly. The ones who are guided by Allah will go from darkness to light. The ones who are guided by shaitan will go from light to darkness. The ones who are guided by Allah will go from disobedience to obedience. The ones who are guided by shaitan will go from obedience to disobedience. So which one is happening in my life? It's very, very simple. Very simple. All we need to do is to look at our own lives and reflect and say, as I said, first of all, make the choice. Clearly make the choice. Are we going to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And as Allah said, there is no compulsion in deen. Up to you. You want to follow Allah, alhamdulillah, you would have grasped a handhold which will not break and will take you all the way into Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab, insha'Allah. But Allah is not grabbing your hand. Allah is saying it's your job. You want to hold this hand? You go ahead and hold the hand. If you don't hold the hand, if you don't make any effort, there is no compulsion in deen. You want to go to Jahannam, most welcome. But you don't want to go to Jahannam, also most welcome. So first make the choice. And then monitor yourself. Where is my life going? I remind myself and you, let us do that. Let us sit down seriously, because the time is coming. Every day we hear about the day of judgment. What is that day of judgment? Somebody is passing away. Somebody's death. One day, other people will be sitting and hearing about our own passing away. Every day it's happening. Every single day it's happening. So before that happens, let us sit down and number one, consciously choose to obey Allah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, make it easy for me. I am choosing to obey you. From this moment onwards, I will not obey anybody else, no matter who it is. My father, my mother, my grandfather, my grandmother, my uncle, my aunt, my friend, my teacher, whoever it is. If they tell me not to obey you, if they tell me to go against your hukum, against your order, if they tell me to go against the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will not obey them. Insha'Allah. Make this niyat. Sit down and make this niyat. Make ruju ila Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. And then monitor yourself, and I monitor myself and say, day by day, incident by incident, what is my life showing me? Am I going towards Allah or am I going away from Allah? That's it. And anywhere where there is a decision which is a matter of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not do it. That's it, period. I will not do it. Alhamdulillah, we are not slaves. We are not in some jail. We are not, we don't have chains on our hands and legs, and may Allah protect us from all that. Nobody is forcing us to do this or that. So let us be very clear and say, I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And monitor our lives day by day. In the evening, make this a practice. In the evening, sit down, take a piece of paper, take a book, start a notebook today. Put the date on top. Every day, sit down in the night and say, today, what did I do that pleased Allah? What did I do that displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Make tawbah for that. Tomorrow, make that a point and say, this thing which I did today, I will not do tomorrow. Today I miss this salah, tomorrow no way, I will not miss salah. Whatever it takes, I will make sure that I pray on time. and so on and so on, whatever else in our lives. Let us do this consciously, because the day will come when this hisab will be taken, this kitab will be given in our hands. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to correct our niyat, to do His work with ikhlas, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.